Ready, Eddie?
Ready to sleep.
All right. I guess we're going to go, Eddie. We'll see you. We'll see you when the show starts.
That's when Eddie wakes up.
Hey, I bought some Natural Wonder stuff, and I got like two free things with it.
What'd you do? Just put them in your pocket?
From the website, or?
No, from the website.
Oh, yeah. You thought Eddie was shoplifting?
I know. No, yeah, I got them from the website, and I got like a.
He went down to with Ross and took a few shirts with him.
No.
They gave you free stuff, or it was part of the deal?
Yeah, it was
or something?
Part of the. I bought the shampoo and the conditioner, and it came with like a. What's in? I don't have it here.
Oh, good job, Eddie.
An anti-aging cream and no oil, and something else for your hair.
Oh shit! There you go. The turmeric, or what's it called? Turmeric? Is that what that's called?
Turmeric.
Is that the stuff for the head?
No, I got it. It's like a. I'll look for it right now when we go off. Let's see if I can get it.
All right. Good job, buddy. You think you would have it on hand?
I know. I got lotion, but I took it to work.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, yeah.
It's right in front of him. He don't know what's that.
Facial serum.
Oh, I had one of those. Eddie should have asked for it.
Well, they gave it to me.
So you got it for free. Oh. Don't worry about
it. It's probably it right
there. It's a free mystery gift.
With the package.
Oh, then you could put a couple drops on your face during the show.
I'll take the other one, though. Okay.
Eddie, you'll take anything, Eddie. Jeez.
Free stuff for Eddie, man. He's right there.
He's there. Yeah.
Offer him something free.
Sell it.
Who doesn't like free stuff?
Yeah, I like it too. All right, here we go.
All right.
Oh, shit.
With that profanity, welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Steve. The earphones are a little tight. I could have put my glasses got snagged. I was trying to put them on real fast.
You have to swear?
Right?
I'm so sorry, Eddie. I know this is your biblical day today, right?
Yep.
It's Eddie's Good Thursday. God.
Hey, we're all here again. I like it. It's nice.
Ooh, it's strong.
So everybody's cold, I hear.
Yes.
Not me.
It's cold.
Is it cold in the house? In the place? Or is it cold outside or cold everywhere?
Cold everywhere. Outside, inside, everywhere.
Well, I'm sorry. Like I said, I don't live in a mansion like you guys. You know, cavernous, wind sweeping through. This room is pretty... I don't know. I think it's like 68 in here, so.
That's cold.
Not for me.
68. Yeah,
that is cold.
Yeah. You two are Mexicans.
So what's the deal with the, I hear it was snowing in Southern California.
Yes.
It was. But was it real snow? Or was it kind of hail snow?
They call it grapple.
Because it looked like it's kind of heavy. I've seen snow before where it's just floating through the air. This one looked like it had a little.
It was hail, but it wasn't hard. It was very soft. Like soft it hit the ground and would like explode and just melt instantly. So, because I think in the previous during the week we had big hailstorm and you know that those are like little ice balls and they stick around for a little while. You know, this stuff that was coming down yesterday was hitting the ground and melting.
It was close though.
Yeah, it's the closest snow we ever got here.
Yeah, it was because it was. I think I was laying down when it was happening. I was trying to lay down a little bit.
You just finished yourself and knocked out?
Yeah, well, because I heard stuff going on outside, and I was laying down.
You thought it was the end of the world?
So Steve time. No, it wasn't. Like, it was a
Steve was like, it's the end of the world, you know, one more time, let's go.
Yeah, one more time. I heard going on, but I thought it was just raining, because I heard it, so I was like, I didn't think it was snowing. I don't think you hear snow.
No. You'll hear hail, because hail is hard. Like you hear it, like if it was hail, you would hear it like on the roof, like.
Yeah.
Or if you have like those like metal awnings on your window.
I had to take my air conditioner out my window because it's so damn noisy.
Oh yeah. Rain.
You could just cover it with something. You had to take the whole thing out.
I just took the whole thing out.
Yeah, because it's metal and it just hits it.
Yeah, it just hits it.
That's how it is at work.
Oh man. Well, Eddie, you're gonna put it back in.
Yeah, when it gets hot.
Is it coming around the corner? Isn't it? Is that heat? Is that heat coming around the corner soon?
We'll see.
Yeah, give it a little while. We'll be complaining that it's too hot. Okay. Ella's has like a whole blanket on her legs.
I do. I'm cold.
You wearing shorts or you got
no,
pants
I have
on?
She's got
flannel pants.
Socks. Like sweats, not leggings, like sweats.
She's not even wearing her thong, she's wearing long underwear.
Oh. This doesn't wear underwear.
Well, today she is.
Hey, there you go.
She got
now
long johns.
You're gonna have to wear them to warm up. The full size ones.
Yeah, yesterday at work, I wore like a thermal.
The long
shirt,
johns?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, before
part of the reason you want to go sleep.
Before our guest comes on, everybody that has, I don't want to say bosses, but let's just say superiors to you in the workplace.
Okay.
Do you? Okay, I'm gonna say this right.
Dead air, folks.
Yeah, Devin says we're all babies because it's cold out here.
Not me.
It's nothing compared to.
There's sweat on my forehead right now.
Yes, we know. It's colder out there in the, is it called the Midwest over there in Missouri, Oklahoma? Those.
Where's she? Around Kansas City?
Cold over there.
Tornado Alley.
Yes, before I forget, about the bosses thing. Devin, while you're watching, tell your sister I would like her to come on the show to promote her real estate. So I can say this right here, because sometimes it's hard to get a hold of that gal. Midwest, yes, hang in there. Hang in there, Alyssa. Start wearing underwear, warm up a little bit, you'll be all right.
Devin's suffering through 37 degrees right now.
Oh, boy.
And here we are crying about...
37. And that's in the midday, probably, huh?
Yeah.
Probably in the day. It's, what time is it over there? Like
11. Probably 11.
Wow.
It'll get to a nice warm 40 degrees today for her.
Yeah, see, we know Devin wears underwear because it's cold out. Everybody wears underwear out there, whether you like it or not. Probably two pairs.
Probably.
Okay, so before we bring our guest out, bosses are superiors that in the workplace that need to be flipped off. Now, as we could talk amongst each other about it.
Yeah, but, I'm going to remain quiet for my own protection.
Well, let's go from past employers with us. So
I've only had one.
We can do it that way. Huh?
I've only had one.
Okay, well, you could say, let's say you started a new business or a new company or whatever. I didn't even get to talk to you. Alyssa, Eddie?
Yes.
You ever had a superior that you just,
yes,
just like, oh my God, you ass, dick. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a woman or a man.
And
of course, you don't flip them off in front of them, but you know, maybe when you're in the car and you're driving away, you flip off the business. But it's directed at that person.
A lot of good that does, huh?
And, well, you can't flip them off in person because then you may be looking for another job.
Yeah,
I've had a couple where, yeah, they've just hard to deal with.
Alyssa?
No, actually.
Never?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Are you that boss?
No.
Are you the superior or you're the one getting the finger?
No. No, I haven't had where I haven't really got along with my boss, like on a constant basis. There's been times where, like, you know, I get yelled at, but not.
Never something where you felt like, okay, let's say you got yelled at, and let's say it was something maybe you did, you shouldn't have done, and they yelled at you in a certain way where you feel like, well, hey, you know, you could have told me I did something wrong, I'll fix it. I don't usually do something wrong. I'm usually good at what I do. And you just happen to make a mistake. And they come at you like you've done it your whole career there. you feel like, hey, you can, yeah, you could have just said, hey, you know, I know this isn't your style, but this happened. We gotta be careful or what have you. And they could have said it better. I mean, that would upset me.
Yeah.
Unless you're an employee who's always screwing up all the time, then, you know, then you deserve it.
No. And then when I do get yelled at, I'm just like, oh, okay. And then it's like water on my back. It just slides right off.
All you got to do is say, yes, I'll fix it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. I forgot. Or, you know.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, you're so. Yeah, I do. But it's like, let's say, okay, Eddie, Alyssa, you work for a company and you're great at what you do. You know, you never hardly make a mistake. You know, you do your job right. Since you've been there, you've never gotten in trouble. And say one time, it's not nothing major, but it's something that they have to tell you, hey, you know, we have to be careful with this. One time, let's say out of 20 years or 30 years, however long you've been there, wouldn't you feel like, instead of saying, you know, hey, okay, I'll do it, you know, inside, wouldn't you be kind of upset, like flipping him or her off inside you? You know what I mean? Be like, dude, yeah. Or chick, I've never messed up in my life here, and you're talking to me like I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
See, you're getting me riled up now.
that's just a sign of bad bosses and bad business. You know, and I know what you mean, because, you know, I'll see people who, you know, they're good workers, and one day they just, like, forget something or they mess up. And, you know, the bosses, you know, oh my God, that person's a fucking stupid idiot and all this and piece of shit. I'm going to get him out of here, send him away. And then you see one that is always fucking around, you know, on their phone, disappearing and all this shit. And, you know, they kiss the ass of the boss, and the boss, oh yeah, that's my favorite, man. That him or her, man. Oh yeah, they're always there for me and all this. You know, it's, don't worry, Steve.
It's just a topic that I was thinking about.
Yeah,
I think we've all.
It's constant.
Yeah,
and you know, you're right. People do get away with some things, and sometimes it's the better workers that they get on, and like the workers maybe who aren't so good, they kind of they're no good anyway. They just kind of let them slide.
Yeah.
Okay. Before this topic gets violent, let's move on. All right. Because I see everybody starting to tremble inside.
Yeah. It's... To pull back the curtain, folks, we're just talking about the Magpie Podcast Network. You know, Steve,
we're
the boss.
About our business.
Yeah, Steve, the boss here. He's flipping us off right now. Alyssa didn't wipe down the microphones last time, and he's pissed.
Okay. Okay. So we're gonna bring our guest out right now. We've had him on before, but before we go, let me see here. Realtors. So. I think Fullerton is where that realtor is, and that's kind of in the, you know, we're not in Fullerton or nothing, but it's close by us, right?
That's so in we can promote that. M25 show bubble.
Yeah, we're in the M25 show bubble, so I'd love to have.
Jump from here.
Yeah, it's not that far, right, Alyssa?
No. It's not that far.
So I want to have where's her name? Denise Borowski Mitchell. She's a realtor out of Fullerton, and Devin, if you can get a hold of her for me and let me know if she'd like to come on, and we can set up a date. There we have it. Okay, so did you guys, our guest is coming on is actor-producer Scott Hamm. He's been on the show before. You remember him, Eddie, right?
I remember him, yes.
Eddie always says yes to everything, doesn't he?
Because I remember him. I remember the name.
Yes, ma'am.
What movie was he in last time he came on? Or just name one of his movies.
Yeah, I can't
remember. Alyssa, name one of his past movies.
Oh, I was going to say Rebroken.
Oh, well, babe, that's even better. That's his newest movie. Ooh,
why
cool.
Can't I remember the name? Oh, my gosh. I'm like Eddie. I totally forgot.
How about
starts
to stay?
Yeah, that's it. Almost starts with a stay. That one was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Eddie remembers that Stay Away.
Stay Away orders.
Yeah, his new movie is called Rebroken, and we've actually got to see it before it comes out. He's very nice to send us a, what is that called when you see a copy before it comes out? A screener's cut?
Exclusive.
Yeah.
And some of us got to watch it. Alyssa, did you get to check it out?
I started watching it, but I haven't had time to finish watching it.
Finish it? Okay, Eddie?
You didn't send it to me.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
Mm-mm. You said you were going to, but you didn't.
I did send it.
You sent it to me, but I don't know about Eddie.
Okay, I'm going to look it up. See, I got a screen. Eddie, I think I did. I sent it to all you. I was... Okay, anyway, it doesn't
matter. You sent it to Eddie's secret email.
Oh, it's secret-y. I don't have that. That's his other stuff he's into. And we're just waiting for Scott to come into the waiting room. Here,
so what is that? Moving carpets at Eddie.com? You know, it got lost in the orders.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I watched the movie. I watched the whole movie, and I liked it. It was really... And these guys, Scott and Kip's actually in it. And there's another actress in it. I don't know how to say her name right, but she was in past movies with these guys. And these guys put some movies together with some twists in it, and it's pretty cool. This one, I was totally off. I thought I knew what I was. I go, okay, I know what this is going to be, how this is going to end. Nope. No way. I was totally off, and I think that's what makes these guys great at writing these movies and putting them together. Very cool. Yeah. And they also had this dude in here I recognize from the Saw movie. Mm. The Saw guy. I don't know the crazy guy, the older guy.
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw. Yeah, I can't even remember his name, but I know him by Jigsaw. So Jigsaw was in there. I was like, oh man, look at this! Oh, nice. Look at Scott and the crew. Yeah, making headlines. I like it. Scott is one of my favorite guests. I'm happy he's comes on our show when I invite him on, and that's very cool. And in return, we could talk about his new projects and all that good stuff. So, Alyssa, thank you for remembering his movie. Yeah. You know, the new one at least.
The
so
new let's one bring... the older one I saw. I just couldn't remember the name of it.
The Stay.
I can tell you the whole.
It was so good. Out. It had you knocked out, huh? Yeah, so it gave you the trembles and the convulsions and all that good stuff.
No, it was like one of those ones like I can't believe that happened. I can't believe, you know. But
that movie's what got me into Scott and Kip and on all the actors that usually work together. Got me into all their films. So when they all have different films coming out, I try my best to check them all out. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome when a lot of them are in it together, so I get to see them all in one shot. So
yeah, like that. Name is it Michelle, the other actress?
Of course. Yeah. Come on. You're going to say, think I forgot about Michelle? One day, Scott's going to have to write a movie with all three of us in it, and we could have I've been working on a script, and I'm going to send it to Scott and see what he says. See if he builds it into an airplane and throws it back at me.
Or files it in a round filing cabinet.
Yes. Okay, we got to get Scott out here because he's a busy guy. And I just wanted to promote him a little bit on my own. Here we go. Add to stream. There he is.
Hello.
What's up, everybody?
Good morning. Hi.
Looking good, Scott, as always. How are you?
God, I'm doing good, man. You're looking good as well. Thank you so much for having me, man. It's good to see you guys again.
You know everybody here, right? You know everybody.
Yeah, man. All the familiar faces.
Hey, Scott, this is a good day today. You got everybody here today. Sometimes one's missing, two, but you got us all today.
You know, the sun is shining on me today, man. How can I get that lucky? I'm pumped. I love it.
Yeah, Alyssa was right on it. We were asking about some of your past movies, and she jumped up right into your new one that hasn't even came out yet. She was ready for it already.
Man, that's the one. That's the one we need right now. So that's, I like it.
Rebroken.
Rebroken is the brand new one. It's coming out on Tuesday, I think, March 7th. And we're super excited about it. Apple TV and has it right now, so you can pre-order it on Apple TV, iTunes, Google Play, and then after the release, you'll be able to start getting it everywhere. But they have the exclusive jump off to this whole thing.
Very cool. I want to say that man, that was a good movie. It really was. Thank I was you. Watching it, you know, and it had these. Yeah. You have to follow it. It's straight up. I'm gonna be straight up. You got to follow it and. You have to watch it to you know.
Yeah.
Everything was coming together because I was thinking of little things that were said in the movie in the beginning, and I was thinking, how did this? And then at the end, I'm like, oh, okay, that's how this happened, and it all came together. And I thought it was very brilliantly done by you guys. It was awesome.
Thank you, man. I love that because that's the thing. That's one thing that you kind of worry about, and then you just kind of trust the audience is going to get it. Because I'm like, this might not make sense right here. They might think, but you know, but, and this is, you know, what's tough about this movie, and I appreciate you watching it, is promoting it and stuff, is because you can't really talk about the ending or like the last 20 minutes because it kind of gives everything away. So,
yeah.
It's fun to talk about it, but then it's also like, oh, I want to explain this or talk about this when people are asking me questions about it, but I really can't. But I love that you enjoyed it. I love that you were picking up on those things. So that's for sure. There's little clues and little breadcrumbs to get you to the end for the big twist, if you want to call it that, at the end.
That's a big twist, all right. Alyssa, I'm going to bring Alyssa up because she got a little taste of it. And Alyssa likes to – she's a very
I like
special species. She likes to be teased until the end. So Alyssa, I'm gonna pull you up here.
Well, me yeah. too.
I know. I mean, honestly, I didn't get to finish watching it because I started watching it during work. Well, not during work, but on my lunch hour, and I haven't gotten back to watching it again because Steve just gave me the link the other day, the day before. So. I started watching it, and I've got to continue to watch it, but I'm hoping it's kind of like the same basis as like The Stay, where you're just like at the end like, oh, wow. So that was what happened.
And thank you for watching The Stay, too.
Yeah.
Sweet of you. Thank you for giving this one a start. I think it's much different than The Stay. I think it's more in the vein of like, I don't know if you say, I know too many movies, but like Memento and The Mechanic and stuff like that, where it's this weird thing, like you're just trying to decide what's real, what's reality, what's going through his head, what's going through someone else's head. It's like a puzzle that kind of all comes together at the end. So I don't know. Hopefully you like the ending. Yeah, The Stay was that straightforward, like, date movie twist at the end. Like, oh, okay, I see it. You know, this one's more like this one's more cerebral. Like, you got to think about it at the end and be like, oh, okay. All right. I think, okay. So, at least, too, that's a lot of the feedback that we're getting from the early reviews and the early things that the end is. Someone compared it to, like, an M. Night ending, and I was like, I will take that all day. So his own movies. So I love that. I love that we're getting good reviews so far, and people seem to really enjoy the ending. So hang in there, man. It can be a little bit of a slow burn, but then the end, you get that last 20 minutes of lots of reveals.
Exactly. Yeah, after the show's over, I'm gonna message you, Scott, because I want to ask you a question about something that I caught that I feel special about. I caught something in the movie that was very, very small, but it's a big part of the movie. And I'm dying to tell somebody, but I can't. So I'm gonna message you after the show and tell you what I'm thinking. And you could tell me how great I am for watching that, to catching that. It's like this, that. Not me. I'm not that little. But you know what I'm talking about.
You got it right. No, but I appreciate you respecting you know, not talking about it to give things away. Everyone's been so good about that. So I appreciate that, man. That's big.
You know what? Tell when you talk to Kip, tell him he was awesome. I wish I could have got everybody together.
Yeah,
it's hard to do that. Don't tell him I didn't forget about him. But he was great in the movie. Very. You guys are always great, all you. And then the actress. I don't know how do you say her name?
Nyjah Okoro.
Yes,
she was. That was in The Stay also. Yeah,
yes.
Core little three people are back from that movie into this one. Yeah. Nyjah, she did such a great job. So we're lucky to have her.
Very cool. I'm going to pull up Eddie here because Eddie, you remember our friend Scott?
Man? Yeah, how you doing, Scott?
What's up, brother?
Good, Nick. Not much. I haven't seen the movie because Steve didn't send me the link yet.
But, get out of here, you maniac.
I sent it to him like a month ago too, man. I don't know.
Okay, wait, hold on.
A month ago, he just texted me. I'm gonna send it to you.
No, wait a minute, Scott. I like how she backtracked and go, oh, Steve just sent it to me yesterday. Or maybe it was the day before. You know, they like to roast me on here in front of people, and that's not right.
It was this week.
I'm doing the same thing. I was sent it like 3 or 4 days ago.
Scott just sent it to me this morning. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I sent it to him about an hour ago.
But Eddie, I did, but I'll send it again. I'll check my thing. I'm sure I did. Maybe it just got lost because Eddie's got these secret emails, Scott, that we don't want to know about. So
you were scared about Eddie too, right? We're like, he's gonna like pirate or something.
Yeah,
right.
Start dropping it on YouTube.
Do we have the corner with his stand?
There we go.
What are some of the biggest challenges in putting the movie together?
What were the biggest challenges in putting this together? wow, there was, I mean, always in independent films, because we have we don't have the big studio budget. It's getting the biggest challenge by far is time. We would love to have more days. We would love to have more time to really to really get deeper into it and not to always be like on a rush and go. Maybe some more takes and some more camera angles and stuff. But we got a lot done with a little, and the crew is to thank for that. They were amazing. And the actors coming in prepared. But that's for sure a big challenge, because you get, you know, the saying time is money is so true, especially in the filmmaking business. And it's getting a lot done in a little bit of time with less resources than a big studio film. It's tough to do. And we had almost double the budget that we did on The Stay, and probably, you know, almost double the crew and too, and because The Stay was a really, really time crunch. But yeah, I would say that. I would say for sure it's the time. And you know what, the editing on a movie like this, because it's like a puzzle, I didn't edit it, but I got to, because I'm a producer on it, I get to look at it as it goes, and the guys did a fantastic job. But the editing was tough. It was tough to because it is like a puzzle piece movie, and not to give things away and to try and make everything fit the way it's supposed to fit. I think we changed the order of things around a bunch of times until we finally got one that we loved. So those were probably the two biggest challenges.
Very, it's very cool. Alberto, yeah. I'm going to ask Alberto here. Alberto, yeah. Do you see the hat Scott's sporting over there?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful hat. Look at that. I have something else for you, Scott, that I'm going to get out to you.
Thank you, buddy. That's why, I could kiss up with the best of them.
Yeah, I can see that. He's probably got another hat right there below him. So when he goes to the next show,
right?
Hey, it's all good.
The gym the other day, man. Yeah, so there you go.
That's what I like about Scott. He's a good actor. What do you think, Alberto? What do you think? Is it the Stitch? You look good. We get it right this time.
I think we finally got it right.
I think we got it right.
It fits me good, man. It fits me good. I like it. When I wore it the other day at the gym, someone was asking me. They asked me about it. I swear to God, he's like, "What show are you on? What show is that? What show are you on?" I'm like, "Oh no, it's a friend of mine. It's a podcast. You should check it out."
So, yeah, Scott was like, "Oh, that's not my show, man. some guy sent me this hat. I decided to wear it."
Listen.
What hat am I wearing?
Oh,
I got this at the Goodwill.
He's all. Well, no, Scott's
he's
all.
What is on it? Let me look for it.
Oh man, I got the wrong hat.
Yeah, listen, give this guy an Academy Award right now already. He's already proved himself. No, but we do appreciate it. You know, yeah, we're fans of you too. If I had a Scott Hamm shirt, I'd wear it all over. I have no issues. No issues of wearing a man on my chest.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
no issues.
I like that about you. I'm the same way. I'll wear anything on my chest, man. Scott, whatever you got.
Other than your movies, what are your favorite kind of movies to watch yourself?
Oh God, I hate being the guy who says, "Oh, I like everything," but I love independent movies like this that are kind of like this. I think that's why it makes them a little easier to write. But I'm also a sucker for like fun fighting. Like I love the Rocky movies. I love like the Karate Kid and stuff like that. I do, and like anything, I like action and fighting and stuff too. So I watch the, you know, I've seen all the John Wick movies a bunch of times. Anything with Jason Statham. So I love big, giant, fun movies like that. But at the same time, I love a good because it's kind of my world, and I like to support it. I love the independent films.
Independent films.
Yes, I do. Okay. But again, like I said, I mean, I watch a lot of movies. I watch a lot of stuff, but I would say it's thriller and action. I do like some good. I just watched Atomic Blonde again the other night. I've seen it like four times. I love that movie. So I love that stuff too. I love like the Bourne Identities and things like that. That kind of stuff is
okay.
But yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Very cool, Alberto. You got a question for Scott?
No.
Let me see. Oh, okay.
Sorry, Scott. Yo, you know, I'm just gonna say I agree with these two. Steve only sent me the link like a couple of days ago. I didn't have the time to watch the movie, so I do apologize for that. I apologize for having
Now you have to go to iTunes and pre-order it because now you owe me.
Oh no, bro! You collect from Steve.
Oh, here we go. Now I got to pay for you guys to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is it in the budget, Steve?
Hey, Scott, you know what? You see what I got to go through here?
It's like $5. Jesus, okay. You can tell it's like $5.
Hey, if I knew this was going to happen, Scott, I would have did the pre-order when it was on sale.
It'll be on sale again, I think, tonight or tomorrow, so you need to go.
You know what? Whether it's on sale or not, people, go check it out. It's a good movie. I mean, you're helping out independent actor. It's a good – this is how we build America, you know?
The secret on the pre-orders, why we push them, is because it's not so much about the money. It's about – you get so many pre-orders – they kind of bump you up on that queue list or on the little advertising when you go on the streaming services. So they kind of focus on those. So the free advertising, you can't beat it. As you know, in the advertising, getting your name out there is everything.
Okay, let me see here. So the movie comes out the 7th? Is that correct?
March 7th, yes. Man.
So March 7th, everybody can pay for it and watch it right that day.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, if you can find it in your heart to pre-order, that's fantastic. But if not, tune in, and then it'll start being everywhere. And yeah, like you mentioned earlier, Tobin Bell is in it, the legendary actor Tobin Bell. Most people know him from Saw movies. He's Jigsaw. In fact, he wasn't able to do promotion for this movie because he's gone. He's shooting Saw 10. They're bringing Jigsaw back.
Saw 10.
Can you believe it's been 10?
He's back?
I think they kind of went away from Jigsaw the last couple of them, and then now they're bringing him back, and it's going to be awesome. So check it. But cool. He's been in a ton of movies, man. I mean, he's in the line of Fire. He's been in The Firm, Mississippi Burning. He guest starred on Side. I mean, he's a legend. He's been around for a long time. Done some really big movies, and we were so lucky to have him. It was pretty amazing that we landed him, but we're excited. So if you're a fan of his out there and you want to see Tobin Bell do his thing, you might not even recognize him because we dress him down and make him look kind of like an old, like, creepy man as opposed to, the way he
is. I recognized him.
Did you? Good.
Hey, Alyssa, when I saw it and I saw him in the movie and I saw our friends and Scott and Kip, and I was like, man, I was very proud of you guys. That's a good that's a good deal right there, you know.
That's a
good name. That's a good name to be a part of.
We're trying to, on the one we all, do these little independent ones, and I'm trying. My system is to try and, like, flipping houses, like each film get a little bigger and a little bigger and level up a little bit more. And having him in the movie, I mean, that leveled us up big time. And you could just tell even when we completed the movie and put it out there to get distribution, there's way more interest immediately without even watching the movie just because you have him in it. So it helps so much. And then he also helps level up the movie as far as he's such a tremendous actor that he really helps it out. And yeah, we were proud to have him. And then the next one, we want to get a couple more people and a couple more until, try and get up there with the big boys one day.
Well, you know me already, Scott. So when you're ready, I'm your guy right there.
I got you.
But I'm going to bring Alyssa up for a question. But I do, after Alyssa, I do want to tell you what I thought about your acting. And I really want to tell you straight from the heart how I feel about it. And but I'm gonna bring up Alyssa first.
Okay.
I'm gonna let Alyssa soften you up a little bit.
No, I was gonna ask, I wanted to ask actually. You were shirtless in the movie, and I saw I saw that you have the tattoos. Now, are those real or is that makeup?
Oh yeah. You saw, there was a couple of.
Look at Alyssa over here noticing. Yeah. Notice.
They are real.
Okay.
Real. I think I've got 5 or 6 now.
Okay.
But I got them in like strategic places over the years because for a lot, especially earlier on in my career, I get a lot of auditions for like the nice guy or the guy next door or the athlete. So, they don't necessarily want to see the tattoos everywhere. So I just made sure that they're under, that you could wear a short sleeve.
Right.
And see them. So yeah, they are real. And, I've gotten a gig or two too, where you have to cover them up in makeup and spend a couple extra hours in the makeup chair covering them up. So maybe it wasn't smart, but I love tattoos. If I didn't do this for a living, or if I played like, some tough gangster guys in like, Mayans MC or something, I'd probably have way more because I do love them and I know they can be addicting. In fact, right. I'm getting another one this summer. But yeah, no, they're real.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cause I don't know. I mean, I, you know, I'm one of your stalkers on social media.
I follow you back.
You've commented and liked a couple of my stuff.
That's what we love about Alyssa. She's straight up. If she's stalking you, she'll tell you.
I love it. If I'm gonna be stalked, that's the way I want to be stalked. I want to know what's up.
I just asked about the tattoos because I don't remember seeing them like on any of your pictures or like you said, they're in a strategic place.
And really believe me, she was looking. She was looking in the stay. She was probably looking in the stay and couldn't see anything.
I will take you all day. If you got a beautiful woman that's willing to look at you, I'll take you.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is before I get on my feelings of Scott's acting. Scott, you're good. I'm not ashamed. You're a good looking dude. I mean, you probably have fans. What word could I use, Alyssa? Swooning over you.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Oh, I don't know about that. But yeah, I know my mom thinks I'm pretty cute. she's biased. I don't know. I don't think of myself that way. It's always nice to get a compliment from someone or someone to say something nice. You know, we're all human. We like to hear stuff like that. And to anybody that supports or follows me or watches my stuff for any reason, I'm super grateful. So whether it's if you like me or you hate me or you think I'm cute or you think I'm ugly, just keep supporting and I love it, man. I love it.
I like that you're just local, you know, because we have mutual friends.
Yes.
On social media. Because, you know, you're from my hometown.
Well, Scott knows everybody, Alyssa. Yeah. You know that. He's a world known.
We grew up in the same city. So, of course, we're going to have mutual friends. If, you know, you live in Fullerton and you stay in Fullerton, it's just... That's what happens.
Yeah, my mom still lives out there in Fullerton. My sister with all my nieces still lives in Fullerton. So I love it. That's how we found each other, I think. And so that's great. And I tell everybody too when I tell, hey, that show that you've been on a couple times. And I go, oh yeah, all those, they're my people. We grew up in the same town. I grew up in Fullerton. That's where all my formative years were. Fullerton High School, Nicholas Junior High. You know, all that stuff. So
I was Parks Junior High. What a park!
Those rivals.
Rivals. Although I was fancy for junior high, but then I didn't go to Sunny Hills. I went to Wanna Park.
Okay.
Hey, at least it wasn't Sunny Hills.
I wasn't up in the hills.
Fullerton, FUHS. We were right in the middle of Wanna Park, in the pecking order of.
Yeah. All my kids went to Fullerton.
I saw a post.
Not that
I was stalking Scott, but I saw this post that came up, and I believe Scott actually posted something of, I don't know if it was your son, and cute kid, and I saw somebody make a comment and go, oh, finally somebody better looking than Scott. I thought that was the post of the year. I don't know who it was, but I saw it and I started laughing. I was like, hey, that's a good one. I'm going to remember that when he comes on.
That sounds like one of the guys. I don't remember either, but he buries me. He's got these big, huge blue eyes and these super long eyelashes. So he gets a lot of comments when I take him out. He's like a magnet. If I was still single, I'd take him everywhere.
All right.
We have about 5 more minutes.
Okay.
We've been on for like 20 minutes already.
All right, Scott, I got to tell you, the bottom of my heart, how I feel about your acting, okay? I gotta be honest here, right? Okay? Because it's only gonna be Hey, Alyssa, people have to hear it, right? They have to hear it from people.
Do I need to get a tissue?
No.
I'm in this business. I chose this business, man. That's what you get. You get criticized a lot, or get a lot of comments.
And since I'm the only one that actually sits down and watches your movies, unlike these other ones over here.
Okay.
and my mom.
Oh, your mom. Shout out. Your mom, she said she would love. Okay, you added a name on the end of your name.
Yes.
Is that your maiden? What is this?
Yeah, that's my new. It was a new thing I did it about. Recently. My mom's maiden name is Duenas, and she's been, not to get all mushy, but she's been my biggest supporter since day one, and especially since I started this career. She never once was like, "When are you gonna get a regular job? When are you gonna do that?" She's been more supportive than me. She's just my backbone, and I'm so, so close with her. I'm such a mama's boy. And, and her mom, too, her grandmother, her mother, my grandmother, was like a second mom growing up. And, you know, I had thought about it for a long time. You get nervous, and then I get nervous. Well, then I change my name. People aren't going to know. And I got tired of that, and I just thought that how supportive my mom is and how excited she gets that I'm in these projects, that it only makes sense from here on out for her name to be the one that's up on the big screen or up on the TV. I want recognition for her. So I'll keep my name, but I also want to add her name. That side of the family that's been really, really close to me my whole entire life. I was like, they need to be represented. And yeah, I'm super happy. I get emotional about it because it's just like,
it's your mom.
It's nothing. It's, cool. It's nothing, and it's everything to me to have that. So, and I know she was really, really happy about it, and she's excited. And I just want to keep trying to make her proud.
Cool.
I remember you told me that to add the name, that it would make your mom really happy. So, of course, I would do it. You know, and that's. See, Scott is a good person. He's a good man. Mm-hmm. He's a good man. Not only is he a good actor, he's a good man. Mm-hmm. Whenever you. Your family is number one. You know, there's nobody gonna be there for you, other that you know that you can count on. I mean, I know friends. You can have good friends that'll be there for you, but you know, nobody's gonna love you more than your mom. That's just the way it is.
That is for sure. She's, you know, no disrespect to my dad or whatever, but my mom has been there. I mean, every step of the way since day one. She's still in my life every single day. So. Can't beat it. I should have done it earlier. I should have done it a long time ago. But you know, that's one thing. And then two, it's a, you know, on the, because agents and managers over the years have asked me about doing something like that. Because they're like, what are you? Are you like part Italian or something? Or what are you? Part Mexican? What? I don't know. You're not all the way white. There's something. And I was like, no, I'm half Hispanic or whatever. Then they're always, do you speak it? Are you bilingual? We can get you on. I'm like, no, I'm just a regular dude. They like it too. But yeah, every once in a while, I'll get a call from someone who's really, really, like, really, really Hispanic or something. I'm like, I don't know if I can play that, but I'll give it a try. But anyway, but I like that aspect of it too. You know, it's half of my culture and half of my ethnicity. And you know, a lot of family members that are, I like it. I should have done it earlier.
So it's a good thing, right? Alyssa and Eddie, Roberto, that's a good thing. Good thing to carry your mom's name. Very cool. I know we're running out of time here, but I'm going to say what I got to say. Scott, isn't that? I think you're brilliant. I love your movies, and I wait for your movies to come out. And I was happy that you gave a copy for me to see and the rest of the crew here. And I know it's. Like you said, with your mom said that she never gave you a hard time about going to get a job and like you know, like a 9-to-5 or whatever. Right. You're doing something you love, and I can see the hard work it takes. You know, well, who's gonna watch it? You know, people just start independent. You know, that's probably the hardest place to get going, and for you sticking with it and embracing it shows. As an actor and a person, that's something you really love, and I can see that. And I love your acting; it's great. I mean, you do different things. You can be mad at you. You can be be sad when you're sad. And all the qualities that it takes for an actor, you know. What is it, Alyssa? Sad to be sad for the actor, happy for the actor, mad at the actor. I don't know if there's another one, Scott. I'm not an actor, but I know there's these these traits that actors when their performances are great. There's, I don't know, am I on the right track? You have to be mad at them for something, you know, how they're acting. You got to be happy with them. They got to make you feel all these emotions in a movie.
You do that for me. You hit it on the last sentence. It's that you just have to try and convey exactly whatever you're feeling. You want to make sure that the audience and the people that are watching it with you, hopefully that you bring them in your world and make them feel that too, whether it is sad or happy or mad, or you hate them, or you love them, or really identify with them is the best. When you're watching a movie and you really go, God, I know that, that's so true, or that's so, I would feel that way too if that happened to me, and that's what you really hope for. So, and I appreciate the compliments too. It's very, very nice of you. Yeah, it's been an up and down ride for me, and then adding, you know, over the years as just an actor, I've had some great times and some down times and some average times, and then now adding on this producing and making my own movies, you know, and still trying to pick off, you know, TV jobs and jobs on my own as an actor, and then get to make hopefully one of these a year, one of these every 2 years. It's fantastic. I couldn't be happier. And I love what I'm doing. When I get to go to work, I love going to work. So that's all I want, man. It's just to love what I do for a living. And I do.
That's cool.
Fair, thank you. Thank
well said. Rebroken. Rebroken.
You love what you do.
That's mm-hmm. right. Everybody yes. go watch it. Go buy it. Go do it now. Pre-order. Whatever helps. That helps more, right? When you pre-order it. That's the gig.
Right now, pre-order's the thing. You know, if you can't do it and you have to wait for it to be on there to be, you know, free, or to be you like to just be able to click it, you know, once you get on TV in like a week or two, that's great. But if you can pre-order it, it just helps us out in the advertising game. It helps us, you know, like I said, when you pop on Netflix and they do those things like coming March 8th, or they show immediately the windows like Narcos, or, you know, it moves you up the order of moving through the catalog. It moves you up. So it totally helps a little movie like ours. So if you can do it, that's fantastic. You know, there's links everywhere in all my socials and all that kind of stuff. And Rebroken has its own Instagram page too. You can get it there. So you can get anywhere. If you just Google it on your phone, you can find the link. So
do me a favor. Send me the link. I didn't know there was a Facebook link to the movie. Send me that link, and then I'll post that with the pre-order link and all that good stuff.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
I will send that to you. Alyssa, we got to get Scott out of here because he's a busy man. He's got another gig to go to. So
thank you. I got my hot water here. I got a couple of them today. We got to get the word out. But you guys were first, obviously. And I appreciate you guys having me. And maybe...
thanks for coming.
Yeah. And some quick news that we just finished another one that I produced with Kip and this team. Kip, it's all different actors except for my dumb face is still in it, but we just finished that. And we shot it. I wanted to say it to you guys, because you guys are locals, that it takes place, most of it takes place in a bar. It's a Christmas movie. It's going to come out Christmas time. And it's a lot of it is shot at downtown Fullerton at Heroes.
Oh! So
we shot nice. A big port. So I'll have to come back and we'll talk all about it. But we had Tom Arnold in it and Madsen. Madsen, you know, the bad guy from all the Quentin Tarantino movies. Both those guys were in it, so it's we're super excited about it. So, but yeah, most of it was shot in Fullerton at Heroes.
Nice.
So it'll be fun to talk about when that time comes. So look for that around Christmas time. But right now, yeah, Rebroken March 7th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Christmas, Alyssa, we're gonna have to have Scott and Kip on together this time and about that movie. How's that sound?
That
sound good?
Great. That's my partner. That's my producing partner, man. He's the brains of the operation.
All right. Well, tell him we didn't forget about him. You know, it's hard to get you two together at the same time. But tell him his acting was great in the movie, and we're looking forward for him and you two to come on together next time.
I will tell him for sure. I'll be talking to him today.
All right, Scott. Thank you again for coming on our show. It's awesome of you.
Good seeing you.
It's awesome for you guys to have me and all you guys' support. I really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody.
Scott Ham Duenas. Am I saying that right? Duenas. Alyssa, am I saying it right?
Yeah, you're saying it right.
All right.
Say it. Duenas, if you want to get
Duenas?
Hard NDA in there. Yeah, here.
Scott Ham Duenas.
Duenas.
And Mama Duenas, you should be proud of your son. He's a good guy, great actor, and he's most of all a friend of our show, and that's special to us. So thank you, Mama. All right, Scott. Yes. All right. Scott, you can go take that hat off now. Go wash the car with it. All right, Scott, you take care.
All right,
see
you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Rebroken.
Rebroken.
I can't believe you guys saying that I just sent you that link. What's the matter with you all?
I didn't get it, Steve. I'm serious.
You didn't get it?
No.
You know what?
Not unless it's in my spam, but...
Probably, Eddie put all your stuff in spam.
Let me see. I'm going to look right now on my sent messages and see if it's in here, Eddie. I'm going to look right now. Who the hell's
home? Well, Steve, you know what? While Steve goes looks for that, let me talk about Natural Wonders.
Okay, Alberto, you do a Natural Wonders thing while I look.
Because I know this is not ready. Natural Wonders, at Natural Wonders, they create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the 7 natural wonders of the world. They want you to be as clean and as beautiful as nature intended you to be. They believe that you are the natural wonder. And right now, if you go to naturalwonders.com, wonder spelled W-U-N-D-E-R-Z, You go there, you get your order, you enter the code, the M25Show at checkout, you get 25% off your order. And that's all the good stuff, the shampoos, conditioners, you know, lotions, facial creams, everything, all the good stuff. So, like I said, naturalwonders.com. If you're listening on the podcast, easiest way, it's right there on the show description. You got the link, you got the promo code. If you're watching on YouTube, you can also go to the M25Show.com. You hit the sponsors link, and it's right there for you.
All right. Very good job, Alberto.
Did I buy you time, Steve?
I think I know what happened.
Uh-oh.
Oh, see?
I think I know. Eddie, you can check to see if you got it now. But I think I sent it back to Scott.
Oh, you might have, see?
I think I did, because I was looking through my sent mail, and I seen his name in there. I was like, wait a minute. Did I send him something in the mail? That's all I could think of. I don't know. I don't know, but I could have sworn I did, because I was talking to Eddie. I was messaging him, and oh my gosh! Okay,
I got it now.
That's, there it that's is. Weird.
Good, good, good for you, Eddie.
I was just lying that I just sent it. See, I wanted to see if Eddie really had it.
Yeah,
I got it now. So I can watch it today.
See, and I got it on Sunday, so it was a couple days ago.
Yeah, because he texted me and said, if I send it, I said, yeah, I sent it to. Then yep. He asked me which email to send it
to. I got it on Sunday also.
Yeah.
I never got it.
All right, well.
He got it on Sunday 4 weeks ago, so.
Right?
I don't know. I think he sent it last week.
No, we could have all gotten together, have a viewing party, but no, you know, Steve has to be selfish.
You've had three or four days. Nobody watched. Well, Alyssa watched a little bit of it.
Yeah. I'll watch it.
No, I kept comment. Checking my email. I kept checking my emails to see, but no, nothing.
Well, how come you didn't text me and say, hey, Steve, I didn't get it?
You didn't want to get yelled at?
you
know how Steve would be. I said to the motherfucker, you better go look for it.
Okay. I didn't want to be one of those people that flips out their boss, you know?
Yeah, there you go, Steve.
Hey, have you heard the saying, Alyssa? Men who drink cola have higher testosterone levels and larger testicles.
I saw that.
I posted it.
Where did I see it? Yeah, because I showed my boyfriend.
On GroupMe.
And I'm like, oh, look, you got big balls.
You want me to read the story?
Yes. Is there a story to it?
Yeah,
is
I guess. It was out like a multiple news agencies, but it says here, a study has revealed that how drinking Coca-Cola and Pepsi can lead to larger testicles and higher testosterone levels. The Northwest Minzu University in China was attempting to determine the impact of carbonated beverages on fertility and sex organs in men. The study looked at three groups of mice, one that only drank water, another that drank different levels of Coca-Cola, and another doing the same with Pepsi, over 15 days. Tests on the rodents, including weighing their testicles and drawing blood. They were tested on day 1 as well as 5, 7, 10, and 15 days. It was quickly discovered that mice drinking Coke and 100% Pepsi compared to a mixture of Pepsi and water had a significant change. For instance, the mice that were given pure Coca-Cola had higher levels of male hormone compared to the group that drank water. The study concluded, quote, drinking Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola could promote testis development and enhance testosterone secretion. Our findings provide the scientific basis for fully understanding carbonated beverages' effects and their mechanism on development and reproduction functions of humans. So,
Alyssa, what do you think?
Let me finish.
I wonder what happens to the girls.
Very interesting.
What happens to the girls? Well, it's only a man. It's only a man thing. Can't we have something for us?
Do you have more
girls? Those got the big boobs and the butts. Can't we have something big?
Let me just finish the article. However, this contradicts previous studies that indicate sugary drinks made men less fertile instead of more. A previous survey of 2,500 men showed those who drank a liter of cola a day had 30% fewer sperm than those who drank none. So, take it for real. You know, with some mice for 15 days or 2,500 men. By the way, if you're wondering, a liter of cola is about 3 cans, because I know Steve only drinks cans.
So that could lower the sperm count.
A previous study said that, but now this new study.
Oh,
you know, well, they started with mice. You know, they'll probably go to humans next.
So it lowers the sperm count, but it makes the balls bigger. Do you think that maybe your ejaculation has less liquid and it's just building up? That's why your balls are big and your sperm count's low?
It's building up like a Coke can, like a shaking Coke can.
Right?
Yeah. I think if the balls are big, you would have a high sperm count, no?
Not according to the study.
Not if you're not ejaculating it.
But when you finally do... That's where I'm hoping they get where they see what's coming out.
You have the semen, but you probably don't have the sperm in there. So,
yeah.
So I mean, maybe that works for you. I mean, that's what you want.
Yeah. Shitty blanks.
Well, some people do want that. That don't want don't want kids. That's the good way to do it, I guess.
I missed all that because I froze.
Oh,
if you think a guy who has that should also wear rubber,
who has no,
trust him if he has multiple partners? Yes.
No, I'm talking if he's your partner, and let's say okay, we don't want to have kids or we don't want no more kids or whatever, and the guy gets snipped, right? Do you still trust? Because it's happened that somebody's gotten pregnant from a guy who's had a...
Well, I think we talked about it that, you know, like for the... I think Alyssa had it with her husband in the past that, you know, she had to sign a waiver that, you know, that she acknowledged, I think for like the first, 3 months, she could still get pregnant because there's still sperm living. But after a while, I guess it just stops producing.
Yeah, also, you have to go in and get tested.
So there's still some in the balls.
At least in the beginning.
Residuals.
So they need to be emptied.
No, you often. You got the soldiers hiding in the hills. So they're not in the base.
And now there's just no way I can get pregnant, so it don't matter.
Oh, yeah, Alyssa fixed that all the way around, right? Yeah. You, that's right. I don't know about all that. I say to just wrap it up a couple times, and that's the safest way, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess.
I mean, nothing is ever 100%. You know.
That's true.
I just want to. I want to bring up one more thing from the
big balls. The girls like big balls
from the study.
Not big, humongous, but I mean, full ones. That you know.
I think at some point it just looked weird.
I'm not talking about big old swollen ones. I'm talking about ones where they look. Hey, that's a nice sack. Yeah.
You want them filled out. You know. Don't want them. You don't want them too. You know. You want the sack.
You want something to.
Like a full handful.
Yeah.
Alyssa, you'd rather. I mean, you don't want a guy that
you want the
stomach, do you?
You want the 36C cup, you know, size testicles, not like those, you know, 50 A-cup. Or whatever triple E's or something that.
Oh,
right.
avocado size
balls. Avocado balls. I don't know. Listen to girls like a guy with a nice set of balls, or it doesn't matter. They don't look at that stuff.
I don't think it really matters.
So he could have little tiny ones and it's all right?
Yeah. I mean, little tiny ones are kind of funny to play with.
But... I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'd want tiny anything, but I guess if you got tiny, I guess you're going to have to...
Well, I mean, you don't have to protect them as much. You know, they're...
They're hidden.
Yeah.
They're already up in your tummy already, huh?
They hide up in the pelvis.
Eddie, you've ever had an ex or a girlfriend you dated say you had big balls?
Yes, I have.
Really? No, you haven't.
But what did you say? They're really not? Or what did you say? Thank you for the compliment.
Eddie,
what did you say?
Yeah, I think Eddie's very modest. Really? You know, thank you. You know, they're just regular balls. but in his just head, he's all proud.
I hadn't noticed. I've had them all my life, but I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, they haven't gone down and checked.
Just now he can go around and compare with other people.
Well, we know he doesn't touch himself down there. He won't even clean down there. So, yeah. Maybe
that was she didn't pull out her phone and go, see, look at my other ones. My exes already have little balls and yours are bigger.
No.
Oh, measuring tapes.
Alyssa, have you ever told a guy that?
Well,
no.
Alyssa, what about this? I mean, this is part of the story where it says, test on the rodents, including weighing their testicles and drawing blood. You ever weigh your man's testicles? Like, you know, get a little scale or put them on here, honey?
No, I've never even waved my boobs. It's just something
How do you weigh a
rat's
balls anyway?
I don't know. That's my favorite part of the story. I mean, who got that job? You know.
Right.
thought you were talking about a human balls.
No, well, we kind of mixed the two, but yeah. But in the test they had to weigh the rat's balls. So
how would you weigh
them? I don't know, just hold them and kind of just drop them on
how
the.
How would you weigh their balls, Steve?
Well, a rat is bigger than a mouse, so maybe they hang. Maybe the soda they gave them made them really have
no,
balls
if
that hang.
If they're getting bigger, I mean, you can usually see them on a rat. I mean, they're not.
Yeah. Ugh.
They're kind of like, you know, all the animals are like in the back, but I don't know how you. What do you have to do? Like weigh the rat first and then do that kind of, you know.
I would think that they would put the rat to sleep and then just lay it on its side. You know, lay it on its side and just.
And then kind of pick up the balls with a spoon or something and then just eat the difference.
Maybe cut them off. They cut them out.
Well, no, you got to keep the rat alive.
Yeah.
Keep the experiment going, Eddie.
You can castrate them with that. You can take the balls.
And then what? What do you attach them back on?
What do you do after?
No. After the.
Well, you gotta keep feeding them soda. How do you know they're gonna keep?
Yeah. How are you gonna know they're growing?
Unless
Eddie just ended the experiment.
Well, unless.
And it's not like you can just weigh the whole mouse, or you know, you can't weigh the mouse at the beginning, his whole body, and then weigh him later because
the mouse is still growing too.
Yeah, you don't know where he's gaining the weight at. You have to specifically weigh the balls.
I'm more worried about when they start doing it on humans.
I know how they do it. They cut one out and then they weigh it. And then
look at that stack down there.
Oh yay!
Oh wow, that's an experiment one.
No, that's just a regular rat.
Oh wow! Could you imagine the one that they're experimenting on?
I know how they do it. They do one at the beginning before the experiment. They cut one out and then. After the experiment, they weigh the big one.
I guess they'll get the rats to weigh them in the beginning. I don't know. I guess all rat testicles are the same, and then, you know, they'll have like five rats, so they get one, and then they keep feeding four soda. Maybe,
I
don't know.
They have a scale for balls.
Let's call these Chinese scientists and find out.
A little, like, hammock.
Yeah, maybe they got a...
They just
go like that.
I guess they'll hold the rat over the scale and just... Put the balls down.
Lightly lay them on the thing. And
I don't. Maybe they do the test, the touch method. You know. It seems a little bigger. Poor rat.
I'm more worried about when they start testing them on humans, and the doctor's the male doctor having to weigh balls.
That's funny.
Eddie, would you be okay with that if you were one of the experimental peoples and? Yeah, I told you.
Eddie,
the experiment.
Eddie,
the
guinea pig.
Yes, I would be. Go ahead and win.
Eddie told me for a female nurse, you know, a cute nurse.
Yeah.
Oh no, this one
breaks Eddie's confidence. You know, not his girlfriend's like, oh man, I've seen bigger.
He's all. I thought you were doing this experiment. There's no growth.
Eddie pulls down his pants, and she's like, I guess this doesn't work.
It's all shapes and sizes.
She tells Eddie, go home. Give him a soda.
Drink water, Eddie. It doesn't matter.
As long as I get paid.
Oh, my gosh. Let me see here. Okay, Alberto, I was reading about something called incels.
Yes.
Now, I got some information about it, but I wasn't too sure how to talk about it, so I wanted you to check it out.
And I didn't.
And see if we can. Oh, you didn't?
I'll have to go by memory, whatever I know.
Oh, so you did check it out? Unless you
I've known of them, so.
What is it? No, I've never heard of it.
Okay, incels? Can you?
I don't know what it is.
Incels, I-N-C-E-L-S.
Short for involuntary celibate.
Okay, what is your take on it from what you
remember? It's just guys who just can't get sex. No woman wants to sleep with them. Now that's
for a reason, though, right?
I don't know what the reason. For some, they're just lose. They don't have game. They just can't. But the thing is, it's the internet subculture. You know, they go to these groups and then they just what basically they the people who call them this. You know, they say that they hate women and you know they're in these, you know, subreddits or whatever. You know, calling women bitches and they're all stuck up and. I think at worst they say, you know, they plan violence against women. You know. But I
they're mad that they're not getting
laid.
When they see people getting laid,
they're unable to attract women sexually or romantically.
Okay, keep going.
You know, this is like this is like
they see.
This is extreme friend zone. That's it's like the next step. You know, like when you see, okay, these guys are getting friend zoned, but now they're being
Not jealous. They're just not like say Alyssa has a boyfriend, no, right? And some guy likes her, but he can't get with her.
Alyssa says no.
He's sexually attracted to her, but he's pissed off because he knows she's having sex with her boyfriend. And so he just starts saying mean things and stuff because they're having sex and he's not having sex with her because...
Or anybody.
Apparently, yeah. It seems like it's they want to have sex with somebody that they're attracted to.
And then they can't. And then allegedly, you know, they join these groups with other guys who are having the same problem. And, you know, they call women bitches and, you know, they hate them. And, you know...
Do they do anything else more extreme or...
You know, there have been a lot of these kind of, you know, mass shooters, you know, they have this problem, you know, they can't find women and, you know, they a lot of people say they'll do that. They're prone to violence sometimes. But these are extreme cases. I don't think.
So is this like the online version of the Little Rascals He-Man Woman Haters Club?
let's say that, but to the extreme. You know.
So listen, do you think it's more an Eddie? Do you think it's more of they're just angry they can't get somebody a girl, period? Or are they upset that maybe they like some certain woman and both. they're with somebody else and they know that they're getting it on, right? And it's just eating them up that it's not them being in that position.
Yeah, I think it's just probably not them.
Not any getting any.
Yeah, the sexual.
So it's any woman. It's not just one woman that they like.
Yeah, I think it's any woman.
So it's just it's just a hatred.
Yeah, they're upset because they're not getting that release.
I mean, it's, you know, we've all had it. Like, we all want a certain, you know, partner, even a, you know, man, if Lisa too, probably, and you know, they're not. You can't have them. They're with somebody else, or they're not interested in you. I mean. If you get somebody else, you're out with somebody else, you know, if you're dating around, then you're not involuntary celibate. You're not an incel. This is extreme.
Though. There's two kinds, like the one you just said. Like, there's somebody you're interested in, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just not happening. But then let's just say you're not interested in anybody, but you just want to have sex with somebody because you want a woman. And you just can't find one. You know, it's not a particular one you're into. You just want to find one.
That's an insult, too. And you're not
getting one. So there's kind of a two.
Well, like I said, the other one, that you want somebody, but you can't get them. But if you can get somebody else, then you're not incel. You know, that's.
So you're just not getting nothing.
This is the extreme. This is like, you know, you just can't get anything.
They can try and.
They're not, I mean, other than prostitution, you know, you're not going to. If you pay somebody.
It's not the same, though.
Yeah.
Alyssa, have you ever had anybody that craved you so much that you're like, man, this guy really loves me, and you haven't been with him, but you know that he's really into you? I mean, that you never got together with?
No, not like wanting to be with me. No, not that I know of, unless it's been like secret stalker kind of.
You never had a guy that was trying to romance you and stuff, and you're like, oh, that's Steve. Cute, but you're not into it. But he's trying. Well, besides me, get out of here. I'm being serious here.
No, but you know what is funny is, like, I have had exes, you know, still like, oh, yeah.
Let's get together.
Let's
get back together, you know. Mm-hmm. We had a good time, Alyssa.
Yeah.
You know, that.
Were they trying hard, or were they just throw it out there like to see if you said yes?
Well, my ex, you know, like the kid's dad, yeah, and then I had an ex-boyfriend that would like text me all the time, and I'm like,
persistent.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Persistent.
Yep. You're an ex for a reason.
So you never had a guy you friend zoned, and then, he kept trying.
Nope.
You know what?
You never just had somebody that wasn't a. That's funny. You never had a dude that wasn't your ex that was just interested in you, that that you could tell he was totally in love with you, but you just weren't interested in him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there. Okay, I'm lying. There was. I remember at work.
There we go. There we go.
I remember.
We finally got it out of her.
Yeah, finally got it out of her.
Look at me.
Tell us about Steve.
And I'm never ashamed.
Tell us about Steve.
How many questions to get him to tell the truth? Huh?
It's just I forgot. Okay, but I remember it was a time like when I was working at the school, and one of the maintenance like landscape guys, I guess, liked me or whatever, and I never knew. I'm like, okay, but all the guys knew, and I always just would walk in, hi everybody, whatever. And me and some of the girls were talking about going to El Torito to do karaoke, and we used to go like all the time. And it was funny because he turned around and he's like, oh, well, like, can I go? And just a like automatic response, I'm like, you can go, it's a public place. And then I walked,
that's smart, that's Alyssa.
I didn't realize he was thinking like he wanted to go with us, you know, or with me.
Shattered the landscaping heart.
And then I found out, you know, like later that, you know, he was like all heartbroken or whatever, and I'm like, oh my god. And I'm like, okay, sorry. The guys told me.
Maybe I can maintenance her.
Yeah, and they're laughing, and I'm like,
he was going to buy you some drinks.
No. I'm like, how was I supposed to do? Like, he just asked if he can go. And I said, yeah, it's a public place. Anybody can go.
He thought you and him were going to go up and sing one of those duets. Like, was it Leather and Lace or something?
Oh, God, yeah.
Leather and Lace. Get out of here.
You're the one that I want from Greece.
Peaches and herbs.
And then I did. Now they're all coming out of the woodworks.
There we go. Another one.
She had repressed memories. It's like therapy. They're all.
Yeah. Hey, it just takes a while to get it out of her, Alberto. You just got to question your question.
Stick around 15 minutes. She's going to be crying. Oh, my God.
No, I had a guy at work that I actually thought was like just my friend. We hung out. We got together. Not together, but we hung out. We get together, go out places. And even like my other friend was part of our like friend circle, whatever. And I mean, he'd come to my house and we watched movies, but nothing ever. I just thought, you know, he didn't have family. He didn't have, you know, much. And he wrote a song. He was a musician. And
Steve?
He wrote a song.
Which album was that?
And we went to go see him and he performed it.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
We need to get the song. Okay, hold on. Hold the brakes, Alyssa, before you start crying. Is this on iTunes or anything? Because I'm going to go buy that sucker. That's going to be our new theme song.
But therefore, that's going to be our new outro song.
Oh, so he wrote a song? How did you not know that he didn't like it? He wrote a song for you.
Dude, he wrote a song for me like the first week he met me.
And you didn't think nothing of, like, oh, maybe he likes me?
Oh, I wrote this song for you. I'm like, oh, I'm writing a song for you. I'm like, oh, thank you. He performed it at, like, the school talent show.
Oh, no.
He performed it at a bar that when I went. And one time I had gone to my cousin's wedding. And
he performed there, too?
I had, like, a boyfriend at the time, and I'm like, oh, you know, he's asking me, how was the wedding? And da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, I go, it was fine. I go, I just went by myself. I go, because, you know, it was my boyfriend's birthday, so he didn't go. And I told him, I went by myself. And he goes, oh, he goes, that should have been something you and I should go to. And I'm all, well, my boyfriend, and again, not thinking, I'm all, oh, I'm, you know, my boyfriend didn't go because it was his birthday. And he's like, oh.
I wrote a song for you.
Yeah, at that point, it was like a total turning point. I don't know if he just didn't know I didn't have, you know, I don't know if he didn't know I had a boyfriend. Because we never really talked about it. And I was like, you know, you're just a friend. I don't, nothing. You know,
he's a friend that wrote a song about you.
I mean, I have a lot of guy friends, but like, you know, like you guys are my friends.
Yeah, but we ain't writing no song about you.
He wrote a whole album about you.
Yeah,
no, that's a photo album, not a song.
A little while later, he's like, I can't do this. I'm all, dude. And I was totally confused. I'm all, do what? He's like, I can't do, you know, this. You have a boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
you can't be friends.
But we're just friends, is what I was thinking, you know. And then he just didn't talk to me after that. And everybody at work was like, you broke his heart and blah, blah, blah. Well, dude, I didn't do anything.
I can't perform that song no more.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to send you the song. I forgot what it was called. A thousand times.
Oh my God.
A thousand times. We'll listen.
Do it a thousand times.
You know what?
He must have been in love.
I actually want to piggyback off this because I wanted to talk this about with Alyssa, but like on Twitter or something, every once in a while this kind of pops up, and you know they talk about friend zoning and all this stuff, and they always say, you know, the guy, it's always the guys who feel bad, but like nobody cares about the women who thought they had a friend, and you know, then you know it's like a betrayal to some women that you know the guy wants to sleep with her, or you know, I don't know, do you feel that way? Do women feel that way? Is that like a big thing? Like, you know,
like when the guy gets upset and is like, I can't be your friend anymore.
Even not that far, like just like if, let's say, like I said, I really wanted to be with you, but I know you have a boyfriend, you know, that, you know, just even at that point, not even like the particulars that, you know, that you thought I was just your friend, but I really wanted more.
Yeah.
And why do like women like just think it's only about sex and not like a whole, like a real relationship, which would involve sex, I assume, you know. Relationships involve sex, unless you're a part of some religious sex or something.
Are you saying like just because you said that in a nice way without going, oh well, I'm out of here because you have somebody, you're like, hey, you know, I did like you and stuff. You still want to be friends? Would you still want to be friends with her if she had a boyfriend and you still liked her?
Let's say yeah.
Okay, but we can't do this.
It's not even that. It's just like the attitude that I see from like the women posting. It's, you know. You know, I feel betrayed. You know, he just wanted me for my body. He didn't really want to be my friend. And it's just like a real thing.
He just wanted to be with me. Yeah.
It's just the way, you know, women see
men.
What
if he really liked her?
Yeah, like, he didn't want like, you don't know the guy. I mean, he really wanted like a real relationship, which I mean, I know, like I said, includes sex usually. But, you know, hey, the women.
You hit a spot with Eddie over here. Hold on.
Eddie, I'm bringing him. Eddie, cut your mic.
I'm choked up.
I think, you know what? I'm bringing up memories for Eddie. I think something happened with Eddie. He really liked this girl. Actually, you know what? I was watching the Christmas video with Stefania yesterday. It popped up on my YouTube, and I saw that part again. I think that's what he's remembering. But no, it's like I don't understand why. I mean, why? I don't know if it's just like guys don't think too much and these women think too much, but you know, it's that they'd be angry.
What's the question?
That are women like really angry? Like if you have a guy friend, you think he's your buddy, but he secretly wants more, and then he kind of.
And not just sex. He wants the whole. He wants a real relationship. Really likes her.
But they take it as only, you know. Oh, this guy's a pig too. He just wants to sleep with me and leave me or whatever. Or even then, like even if like you actually believe he wanted a real relationship, but you know.
So if the woman was that way. Well, it depends on the woman, I would imagine, right, Lisa?
Yeah.
Some women would be like, "Oh,
there's so many factors. It can be like how close were they? How long did they know each other? How, you know, were they really like best friends? Were, you know, and." How, you know, like how long were they friends, and then like did he stop talking to her, did he start like ignoring her, did he ghost her, did, you know,
they start bad mouthing her to his buddies.
Yeah, exactly. And so yeah, of course, you know, and then you know, like a woman feels like, you know, he was just my friend, like how I felt, you know, he was just my friend.
Yeah, you know, you talk to him about stuff, you
I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't lead him on, I didn't tell him, you know, anything, like.
That was his fault then.
Yeah.
And well, you know, us guys, you know, people build relationships in their brains, and then, you know, it doesn't work out.
Well, I think Alberto's saying, Alyssa, like, I know what you're saying. Like, he had other intent without even telling you.
Right.
Like, it was in his brain that, hey, you guys are building something, instead of him telling you from
and
the get-go.
I think, too, if I had a friend tell me, oh, you know, I want something more, and if I'm truly just not interested, me personally, I don't know if I would be able to be that person's friend, you know, because I'd always have that thing. I would always have that in the back of my mind, like, he want, you know, is he only being nice to me because he wants to be with me? Is he just pretending to be my friend because he wants to be with me?
Well, I mean,
he's just like waiting it out to see if I break up with my boyfriend.
I think Alberto's wondering when they do find out. I think it's how the woman comes about it and just says, hey, you know, thank you though, but no, I'm not interested. Instead of saying, oh my God, you're a pig and mm-hmm. You know, you're just like all the rest. But, you know, I don't think a woman has to say that unless the guy does something for them. Like if a guy came to you and he say you guys were buddies or whatever and say, hey, listen, you know, I'd really like to take you out on a date.
Yeah.
You know, I know we're friends, but I would be interested in it. And if you said, oh, you're just like all the other guys, you know, don't talk to me anymore. Then I think that's hard. That's pretty hardcore for a dude that likes you. But yeah. You could also say, hey, I appreciate it, stuff, but I'm not interested. Thank you, though. Then, you know, at least there's some kind of being an adult about it. I think that's what Alberto's saying, how you come to answer the question. But your case is different, Alyssa, because the guy seemed like he was in a romance and you didn't know about it.
Yeah,
Alyssa was missing, what did they say, missing the signals?
Right.
I don't know what it was. What was it? The song?
Okay, so this was the thing. The song, you know, he was like, oh, I have a surprise for you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like flattered. I'm like, oh, thank you. And then he like stopped talking. He was just, the whole situation was weird. He would stop talking to me. You know, because supposedly I broke his heart, and then he would start talking to me again. You know, like he would go like maybe like a year or 6 months without talking to me, and then he talked to me again.
Yeah, and then
we'd be friends again, and then it's like, and then he stopped talking to me again, and I'm like, you know, and I'm like, and then so it was the whole back. I ended up being like this back and forth thing where he talked to me, wouldn't talk to me, and then at the end I was like, you know what? I'm not. If I was such a good friend, you wouldn't drop me as quick as you did. You know, and apparently I'm not a friend that, you know, that I thought was a true friend. You know, I'm not truly your friend, and I don't need friends like that. And so I was like, I can't be a friend anymore because I'm not playing this back and forth game. So I ended up blocking him on everything, social media, everything.
Eddie, what do you think Alyssa missed all the signs, or do you think she was really thinking, you know, she just had a buddy, you know, like Toy Story, a friend
in
her.
She was looking at it from a whole different perspective. Mm-hmm.
So like Eddie, if a woman wrote you a song and said, hey, I have a surprise for you, and she's a musician and she wrote a whole song for you and was performing it live, you would just think it's just a normal thing in your life? People writing songs about you?
Yeah, maybe she...
Eddie's had albums written about him.
I gave her inspiration.
Oh, okay. Well, here's another thing, Alyssa. Yes. Okay, I got to say this. Not everybody writes a song for somebody unless they like them, they got the hots for them.
Yeah.
Or you know, they're interested. But what did you hear the song? Like the words, is there anything in there?
That yeah, like with your name, I mean, part
I'm
of it? Or?
To look for it.
Like, oh. I won't give her all my babies.
Let's see. Yeah, it was like, you know, I'll wait for you 1,000 times. I think it's called 1,000 times. I just have
1,000 years.
1,000 years.
No. 1,000 miles.
I mean, but there've been plenty of songs like that. I mean, it's almost, you know, it's.
You he didn't say nothing of... like, I want to give you all my baby seeds and all that. And
no, no.
I don't know how to word it. I'm sorry.
But this almost goes to, like, a lot of people say that men and women just can't be just friends. That there's always, and especially from the guys, it's always an, you know. The guys will always want more.
I'll hear it 1,000 times.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to buy this song. I'm doing this right after the show.
Is it on iTunes?
I can be friends with a girl. I mean, maybe secretly in my head, I think she's.
Well, your wife keeps you in line.
Oh, he's into you.
It's acoustic.
It's acoustic.
Steve's going to do a remix.
Is it copyrighted?
Steve's going to do a cover.
He has a whole album, yeah.
Whole album, Roger?
Yeah, that was that's the song. And then this is, I don't know if you can see.
Cover, cover. Yeah. Is that you? A picture. Let me see. I can't see it.
A picture. Oh, does it have the blur on? I don't know if you can see it. Hold on.
Oh, okay. I'll look it up. Is it on iTunes?
We saw it for a second.
Yeah, ladies leg spread.
It's a bat.
Oh, okay.
It's a picture of Lissa taking through her bedroom window at night.
So yeah, so it's, you know, if you listen to the song, it's like, you know, I think of you 1,000 times a day. You know,
you didn't get it. You didn't get it, Alyssa.
She thought it was some other woman, and she's like, it can't be me. Oh shit.
But he's thinking of another woman, but he wrote it about her.
No, that's what she's thinking. I mean, he must be another woman. It's like then. It dawns on her.
He told her. He said he told her. Yeah, I got a surprise for you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she could have been like, oh, he wrote a song. How nice. I didn't know he was a musician.
Dude, the first time I heard it was at the school talent show.
Did he start crying at the end?
Yeah, it was like a music. Well, not that it wasn't a talent show per se. It was more like a musical because he was the music teacher at the school. And so I like came in and he's like, oh yeah, you got to come. I have a surprise for you, blah, 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 blah. And then he had the kids were playing the music part and he sang it. And I was like, oh my God. And everybody was like looking at me and I'm all, oh my God.
You know, this guy seems like one of those guys who has a fantasy and he's probably thinking when he's done with the song, Alyssa's going to walk up to him, give him a hug and a kiss and go
right there on the stage.
Yeah.
It's going to be putty in my hands.
No, it was weird, but I don't even know how to share this. I'm here.
I don't know. Elizabeth, have you ever had the, when you have admirers that you're not in, well, I think you've said you don't, but you have admirers, you know, you're not interested in, and then they do stuff like send flowers to work or something, and everybody, you know, gives you attention, and I don't know if this guy pulled any son like that, but.
Well, I don't think Alyssa ever told her, well, when you did tell him, he kind of split, right? It's not like he's stuck around.
He took a break and then he came back.
Well, she can say she's had a song written about her.
What if he didn't leave and he's like, okay, well, she's not interested in me. But like Alberto said, he's sending you gifts and stuff like that. And he's like, well, you're my friend and I want to send you flowers.
Well, he did bring me a flower, but it wasn't just me. He brought flower, you know, for everybody, like a rose for everybody. So like stuff like that, and I was like, okay, you know, he'd come to work and he'd give me, like, I'm sitting at my desk and he would give me a hug, you know, but like not like a full on hug.
The friend hug, like, one arm.
Yeah, I know.
He's just trying
to the feeler hug.
The side hug.
He's trying to just
when
on his hands.
Well, see, that's the friendship hug from a woman. When a woman gives you that one arm hug, that means you're just a friend. You know, when a guy does it, that's kind of like a feeler. Like, is she gonna recall or not? Like, you don't want to go full in, so.
Yeah,
that's what he was trying to do.
I don't play that shit. Yeah. If I'm gonna hug somebody, I like. Hey, Steve, give me a hug. I get it. You don't like me. I like you. I'll give you a hug.
The girl tries to fight away. Steve just like a boy. Like he goes tighter.
Yeah.
No. Well, you know what? If I was in that dating scene and I was interested in somebody, I'd tell him straight up. Even if I was a coworker or something like that, before it got into, I could see talking and getting along, but. As far as being like friends, like hanging out, watching movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would say way before and go, hey, you know, instead of going, I'd go, hey, would you like to go out with me to the movies? Or, you know, I wouldn't say, oh, yeah, let's watch a movie and, you know, we'll have popcorn and be all cool, friendly.
Yeah. And when we watched the movie, because I had at the time in my room, I had like my surround sound. I had a better system in my room than I did in my living room. So we watched it in my room.
Damn.
He was sitting on the floor, and I was sitting on my bed. So it wasn't like, you know, we were laying in bed.
I know what he was thinking that whole movie. He probably doesn't remember what movie it was.
He's probably going, when is she going to ask me to hop up here on the bed?
I don't remember what movie it was either. It was some movie he wanted to watch, and he didn't have Netflix. So
was it Debbie Does Dallas?
No, but
it was The Notebook.
That should have been like a clue. Hello, we're just friends because you're sitting on the floor and I'm sitting way over here. You know,
he was probably moving around a lot.
If I was leading him on, would have been, oh, come up on the bed, or you know what I'm saying?
He was fidgeting a lot, you know, hoping you say, oh, are you comfortable down there? Hop on up here.
Yeah,
maybe in his defense, I don't know who he is, but maybe he
he's watching the show right now, all pissed off.
He didn't know, you know. Maybe that's how relationships happen, you know. You're just friends and you're hanging out, and all of a sudden something happens, you know.
Well, like I was telling my friend who, you know, she was like, he was a mutual friend of ours because me and my friend have been friends for over 25 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. And she was his friend as well. And I was like, and when this all happened, I'm like, dude, I go, but I never let him on. He never made a move, like never tried to kiss me, never tried nothing. So it was maybe, just so weird.
Maybe he was being a gentleman in a certain way instead of, I don't know why he doesn't understand this, but as a guy, he was being like, hey, do you want to do something together with me?
He was being more Eddie than Steve.
Yeah.
Was he shy or something? Because I can't see going through this whole process without telling a woman that you're interested in him.
No. He was covered in tattoos. He was, you know, typical musician. Yeah.
Was it Eddie? Was it Eddie?
Well, Eddie had a good point and said, well, Alyssa had a song written about her. Yeah. That is a good point.
Right. I sent it to you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. Because either way, I was going to go find it and get it. We're going to play that sucker on the show. I'm going to go hear it after the show and see what happens.
I haven't heard it like that. I mean, the song was written, jeez.
And we need to find this. Steve. Hey, Steve.
Alyssa, you heard it live.
No, but I'm saying I haven't heard
it's a ringtone.
Like, right now, I couldn't even, like, I was trying to explain to you guys what the song sounded like or what the words were about. I couldn't even remember what the words were about until I heard it right now.
So when he invited you to the school or whatever, when he performed and said, I have something special for you, you know he was going to sing a song and he said he wrote about you, right?
No.
You knew that there was a song written about you. Yeah.
And I I was like, listening, yeah. I never had heard it. You know, I didn't know what it was about. I didn't know the words. I didn't know.
So you didn't know it was about you.
Yeah.
So I guess he goes, I'm gonna sing a song up there, you know, and that's all you knew.
She already knew though. He wrote a song for her, but she hadn't heard it yet, right? Until you heard it live.
So you knew.
when you go and it's happening, you're going, oh, this is a song he wrote about me. Are you listening to the words and you're like, oh wow, wait a minute, here, there's something here.
You thought it was gonna just be like a regular friendship song, and then all of a sudden the lyrics are getting a little spicy.
Eddie, it wasn't a rock and roll song. It was a love song.
Yeah.
We heard it.
There's a difference. Yeah. There's a difference. When I write a song for you, if it's a rocker, okay, but if it gets into acoustic guitars and pianos and shit. And
harps.
Like, oh, no. Harps. What did you do to this guy?
Nothing.
Broke his heart. He's an incel now.
Tight tops to work or what?
No.
I can't leave you alone. Look at somebody, Alyssa, who couldn't remember nothing. Look at now, she's giving us the biggest story of the year.
You know those bad memories you suppress.
Yeah,
she told us she wrote a song about. We could have had that song on the show years ago.
Episode number one. It's that could have been our song.
I actually have the paper somewhere in a box somewhere.
Papers of what?
Restraining order.
The paper that he wrote it on. That he wrote the song on.
That he autographed for you?
The original?
Yeah, the original.
The original. And it's funny because at the time I'm like, oh, I was so like flattered and so like, oh my God, I never had a song written for me. I was going to frame it and everything and like just to keep it, even though it was like a weird situation, but just to know like, oh, this is the song that was written and here's the original, you know, paper that they wrote it on. He wrote it on.
Alberto, this doesn't make sense. She could actually she has the original handwritten lyrics and she could read it right there. And she didn't get that he's going to wait 1,000 times?
Well, when did you get it? Before the song or after?
Did you get it after the song or before? After.
Okay.
After. And you're still going to frame it?
Yeah, well, because he was my friend. I was like, oh, yeah. You know, I was all excited. He wrote a song about me.
Eddie, what do you think about this? Let's forget all this. Eddie, can you have a friend that's a girl? And say she's attractive. You mean you don't have to end up with her, but
you have no desires.
Oh, she's prettier and all that good stuff. Can you be her friend?
Yes.
Without making a move?
Yes.
But have no desires.
Well, I don't know about the desires, but we can. I mean, we can be friends. There doesn't have to be any.
You can have desires and to take care of them on your
desires,
own.
Yeah, you don't have to tell her. You can be friends with a girl, sure.
Would that be okay with you, Alyssa?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, say he I does don't. Have desires, and you just said from the get-go, hey, I can't, I'm happy we're friends. Say something to kind of let it out. But yet he has the desires. Maybe he goes home and rubs a few out to you every day, but you don't know about it. That's okay, right? If, as long as he's acting like a cool friend and whatever. Yeah. What's wrong with people?
I mean, I don't know why, you know.
It just depends on the other person.
I mean, there's people that say, no, you can't be friends with the opposite sex. There's no way.
Mike Pence.
But yeah, I'm like, you can. I think Mike. You can. I mean, I have not a lot of guy friends, but I have, you know, guy friends that I have nothing with. You know what I'm saying? They're just my friend.
It's possible.
It's yeah. possible.
Sometimes it's not, but I get it, because sometimes those are, you know, you want to be with them, and I get it, but, you know.
And sometimes it happens.
There's two different feelings. You could be in love with them, or you could just be sexually attractive. I think that's a different. Yeah. When you're sexually attractive, you can kind of like, all right, yeah. You know, it's no big thing with getting married and all that shit, but yeah. You can just like, okay, well, we could be friends, but.
Sometimes friends get in, I mean, they're having a night and things happen and it can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it can either work out, you get married, or you're never friends again. Yeah. It works out one way or the other.
Yeah. Lasts forever or ends at night.
The beginning of something or the end of something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then too, yes. I think a lot of it is if you're honest, you know, like it's like, oh, you know, yeah, I could be your friend, but I'm going to, you know, let you know I do have a boyfriend. I'm very much in love and, you know, we live together or whatever it is. Whatever your situation is, you know, if you're honest with them.
So you would want the guy at that point to say, well, okay, yeah, we can be friends, but... In reality, I want more, and I'll always want more. Right. You know, unless you do something to yourself or something, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that's a different road. You make a decision like, hey, maybe it's not. It's
but I think how many women if the guy said that, you know, at the beginning of the friendship, you know, we can hang out and stuff, but you know, I really want more. You know, will the women just say, you know, forget it, no, stay away, or
yeah,
you know, let's limit what we you know. Wherever we're at together, we'll be okay, but, you know, not outside or... Because this is mostly like a work thing, probably.
I think
when you were a kid in high school.
Yeah, I think with that, I'd be afraid that he would try to make a move on me or, you know...
He'd break it off right there.
Because like a lot of women will want that. Okay, well, if the guy wants me, then just come out and say it, but then... Then they start, you know.
But Alberto,
you can't.
You have to say it a certain way.
Well, I'm not.
like here's this example. If I met Alyssa and didn't know her, and I would go, hey, look, I think you're hot. You know, if you ever
give
want
me
to
that ass,
anything, that's cool. No. I would tell her.
I cannot lie.
I would say, I think you're sexy. You know, I would make it like, oh,
we
okay,
got
hey,
pictures.
But I wouldn't say, hey, you know what? I really, man, you're beautiful, and if I want to marry a girl like you, and. I'm willing to put everything into it and all that, you know, you just kind of
here comes
be
the pepper
playful
spray.
And say, I think you're hot and sexy as shit. You know, you at least let her know that, you know, you think she's a hottie, you know, and kind of let it go from there and see what you get back. If you don't get nothing, then, you know, I guess you could call that old time flirting, right? If she says something back, they go, oh, thank you. You're pretty nice yourself. Or
nowadays, sexual
harassment.
If she's
not interested, she ain't going to say nothing like that. You're going to know right off the bat.
Nowadays, you go to jail.
I mean, I think like somebody our age, we can still do that.
Right.
I mean, if I go do that to a 20-year-old or something, I mean, yeah, people that don't know how to really flirt, they get, you know, it's different today.
Yeah.
You know, the flirting is much different. Yeah, you'll get in trouble. Eddie, what have you learned from this today?
I've learned that Alyssa had a song written about her.
That's heavy. Alyssa, you know what? You're something else. You know that? I don't remember. Nobody's ever really liked me that I know of. Come out, she's had a song written about her. Guy with all Looney Tunes.
So what was the title again? A thousand times?
Yes.
A thousand times?
Oh, I think about you a
we got a show title.
A thousand times.
A thousand times a day.
A thousand times a day, yeah.
First thing, last thing. First thing in the morning, last thought before you fall asleep.
I wonder if
to this guy, I know how you feel. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, guy. Didn't work out for you.
I bet you he has a tattoo of her. He might have covered up. I bet you if he has a lot of tattoos, like rocker, I bet you somewhere mixed in there.
He had to do the thing over. In Born in East LA that Cheech had a... Remember when Cheech is in Tijuana and there's a guy and he has a tattoo of his, I think his wife or something, and she cheated on him, and like the guy wants to, you got to remove it. So like Cheech, like, well, I can't do that, but like, you put a bullet hole in the head and your brain's out and everything. Black eye.
I bet you, Alyssa, he had your tattoo maybe somewhere hidden in his tattoos. Maybe he got it covered up after this debacle, but I bet you he had. If he wrote a song about you and he's a tattoo dude, Eddie, you could pretty much say he got Alyssa on here on him somewhere.
Probably.
Man.
Probably named his daughter Alyssa.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, no.
All right, guys. We got to get out of here because...
He had to go look for another Alyssa because the name was across his chest in like an old English.
I wrote a song for you. What's it called?
A thousand times
a day.
Is it a thousand times or a thousand times a day? Alyssa.
He thinks of me a thousand times a day.
Oh my god. And Alyssa had no clue.
From the moment he gets up in the morning till he goes to sleep.
Now that, Eddie, that's something. When you're thinking about a woman from when you wake up till you go to bed and in between. Yeah. Oh my god.
You got it bad.
How do you do it, Alyssa? Were you like
you got it bad.
Wearing what are those stretchy pants I like? Those leggings and tight top bouncing around the work job?
She probably told him she doesn't wear underwear and that got him. Oh.
He probably went, oh, let me get my pen. I'm writing a song right now. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here.
Oh my God. I think let about you a thousand times a day, not wearing any underwear.
Anybody out there want to write a song for Alyssa? You're not going to get any, but write it anyway. We want to hear it.
We're putting back Make It or Break It. We'll play it and then Alyssa decides.
Hey, we got one more shot, guy.
Oh, my gosh.
But
can you break Alyssa's relationship and write the song?
No, we're going to have somebody come and tell them Alyssa's in a relationship and she's very happy, and they're going to write this song when they're done. They're going to be crying through the song.
Will it be sad or will it be angry? We don't know.
Alyssa breaks hearts. She doesn't make people angry. He might have acted angry, but he was probably more sad.
Well, maybe sad at first and then he gets angry.
Well, tough for him. All right, Alyssa. Well, we're going to get the song here.
I don't agree with Steve's sentiment. Guy, I'm sorry it happened to you. Come join my incel group later on.
Oh, gosh. Hey, did he stop playing it live or?
I have no idea.
You know what's funny? Once you put it on iTunes, it's pretty much up there for life, right?
Yeah, isn't it hard to pitch it down? This is on YouTube, and it's part of one of their albums.
It's on YouTube?
You know,
that's where I sent it, yeah.
Alyssa,
can take stuff down on YouTube.
Oh, well.
But he left it up, Alyssa.
He left it.
Hey, Alyssa's very lucky, this guy.
He hasn't lost hope.
Imagine this guy was like the male Taylor Swift, and he had fans, and they all came after Alyssa like all the Swifties do. Alyssa's getting hate mail right now. you're the bitch that broke his heart, whatever his name is.
Everybody that's watching that wants to see what Alyssa can do to a man, go to YouTube and type in 1,000 times a day. Oh, that was a love song written to her.
1,000 times.
Oh, 1,000 times. See, okay. I'm already thinking of the sequel. It's called 1,000 times. Is it spelled out 1,000 or is it one?
Yeah.
Okay, it's spelled out 1,000.
1,000 times.
1,000 times. And that's the song.
And it's a yellow background with a pink bat.
He hasn't lost hope.
Those views are going to go up. He's going to go, oh my god, the song is getting a lot of views today. What's going on? It's
going to go viral.
Alright, so we're all going to go check this song after the show ends. So everybody,
I can't find it, so
I'll send it to the group.
Okay.
Yeah, send it to the group because everybody's going to hear this song today.
Maybe I'll use it. I'll tell the girl, hey, look,
you know what? This guy forgot all about it.
Right?
I'm gonna get a notification from YouTube, hey, man. Nothing's moving.
Shit, what is this? Oh, we're gonna open up the mold wounds.
You're gonna use it, Steve.
Get the salt, Eddie.
Let's put it on our social media. Say, hey, share this.
Hey, everybody, share the shit out of the song.
I wrote a song for you. It's called A Thousand Times a Day.
Oh, man. this poor guy. He probably has a wife and kids now. He's like a whole new life.
He's gonna be sitting at the kitchen table crying. He's gonna, what's the matter with you?
No, he's gonna be no.
Got a million views.
No. His wife will get it. You know, she's all pissed off. He walks in. He doesn't know anything. He walks in the house all oblivious. She's like, starts yelling at him.
Throws a pan at him. Hit him in the head. All right, we gotta get out of here.
All right,
guys. Man. We'll see you guys next week. Alyssa, is it next week you're off, or is it the week after? I can't remember.
Next week, couple I'm weeks. Off. Next week this I'm off, and then I'm here on the 16th.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so we'll see everybody else next Thursday. And
we'll be thinking about you 1,000 times a day.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
1,000 times a day.
She's going to be in witness protection. That's where she's going to be. He's coming after her.
Alyssa, our guest, Scott Ham Duenas. How do you say that last? Duenas? Eddie. Duenas. Scott Ham Duenas, thank you for coming on the show. Everybody go pre-order the movie Rebroken. We'll post up the link where you can pre-order it. Is it Apple?
He said Apple TV, yeah.
Okay, we'll repost it when the show's over here. Podcasters, go to our website at themtwofiveshow.com.
You know what? Just one last thing. I mean, she really broke him in the, I guess, the band's name, A Bleeding Sky.
Oh, God.
That's a band name before. That was before.
The sky's bleeding tears.
No. Jesus. She broke up him and then broke up the band. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stupid reality again.